who was John McLean. John McLean was born in Pollock Shores and lived all his life in Glasgow. His father was a potter who died when John was only 9. His mother then worked as a weaver, kept a shop, and took in lodgers to make ends meet and to ensure that John got an education. McLean was all too well aware of the sacrifices she had made on his behalf. He would indeed finish school and go on to train as a teacher at the Free Church College. He also attended evening classes and got an MA in political economy at Glasgow University. McLean had been brought up in the Calvinist original secessionist church. He later jettisoned religion, declared himself an atheist, and joined the Marxist-inclined Social Democratic Federation, SDF. He ran economics classes, addressed street corner meetings, and helped form the Scottish Labour College. World War I was approaching, however. McLean was appalled by the jingoism, including that of the SDF leader H.M. Hindman, and opposed the hostilities from the outset. He denounced it most vehemently as a greedy struggle for markets by imperialist powers, and was soon in trouble with the authorities as a result. In the end, he would be arrested and sentenced 6 times, and lose his teaching job with the Govan School Board as well. What he did welcome, by contrast, was the Bolshevik Revolution. The Bolsheviks made him their consul in Scotland and an honorary president of the First Congress of Soviets. And he continued to fight on, agitating for an independent Scotland through his Scottish Workers' Republican Party. The cumulative effects of repeated periods of imprisonment, often in harsh conditions, had taken their toll, however. McLean died of pneumonia at the end of 1923. We remember him, however, as a brave principled socialist, and as an inspiration in the struggles that go on today. Alan Stewart, Wakefield, Yorkshire, 1919, Red Flag Over the Clyde. The pamphlet is available for £3 from Socialist Party Scotland. Contact 0792-734-2060 or info@socialistpartiscotland.org.uk.